Hello, this is Siege Wiseman coming to you from SF Women's Therapy and Couples Counseling. Welcome to a self-love meditation. In this guided visualization, I'll help you tap into your natural capacity to nurture others and then teach you how to channel your loving attention and positive regard towards yourself. Start by finding a quiet, safe place to sit or lay down for about 15 minutes. Take a moment to get comfortable and really settle in. Feel yourself being held by the chair, cushion, or bed below you, and move your attention from your head down towards your heart and body. Notice your breath just as it is, without changing it at all. Feel your body moving with each breath, the rising and falling of your belly and chest. Let your breath be your anchor to this present moment as I guide you through this self-love visualization. Let's begin. Take a moment and consider a person in your life for whom you feel a great affection. This could be a close friend or family member, a child or partner, someone real or imagined. The intention is to find someone who you naturally care for in a patient, gentle, and loving way. Go with the first person who comes to mind. Imagine that this person is sitting next to you right now. Feel this person's presence and take them in fully with your loving eyes. Notice everything that is familiar to you about this person. What are they wearing? How do they hold their body? What is the expression on their face as they look at you? Consider what this person means to you. What exactly do you love about them? As you do this, feel what happens inside of your body. Now, imagine that this person is feeling sad, small, hurt, scared, maybe disappointed, lonely, angry, or even insecure, or whatever uncomfortable experience that feels most challenging for you in your own life right now. How do you experience this person you care for so much as they sit with these hard feelings? Maybe you see their shoulders curl in to cover their heart and their head hang low. Maybe they are tearful, or maybe their body is tense and their eyes are wide with fear and anxiety. As you see this, really take this person in and notice how you are moved to respond to this person as they sit with these uncomfortable emotions. As you take them in, call upon the caring, nurturing part of you that really knows how to show up and be affectionate with this person that you care for so deeply. How are you moved to respond to them? Do you want to wrap your arm around their shoulder or hold them gently in your lap? Do you want to just listen and let them share their experience? Do you want to take their hand in yours and feel the warmth of your skin touching? Feel how you organically love and nurture this person as they experience hard times. What's it like to respond to them this way, to follow your impulse to care for them so much? How do you feel about yourself as you do this? Now, imagine that this person, who you have so much affection for, who is sitting next to you, transforms into you. In essence, you are now sitting here with yourself, bringing this compassionate, nurturing part of you to another part of you that is in pain. Just like you did with the other person, see if you can extend the same affection, love, warmth, listening, and patience to yourself without trying to change or fix anything at all. You may want to ask, tell me more about what you're feeling right now. Or share something like, it's okay to be scared. I totally get why you feel this way. I want you to know that I'm right here for you. Allow the part of you that is in pain to receive your own tenderness and words of support. Show up for yourself just as you knew exactly how to show up for this other person in your life. How does this patient and compassionate part of you feel as you extend your affection towards yourself? How does this painful and uncomfortable part of you feel as you receive your own tenderness? Just notice whatever comes up without judgment. If you notice that you can receive this tenderness from your caring self, stay with this. Let yourself feel soothed and take in what is being offered as much as you can. Let your body absorb all of this affection and understanding. Breathe it in deeply. Take it into your cells. As you do this, notice what you experience right now. Find 3 words to describe this and say them silently to yourself. If you notice that it's hard to receive this affection from your caring self, that's okay. This is actually quite normal. You're not doing anything wrong. Can you be with whatever is happening without judgment? Take a moment to notice if there are any beliefs that stop you from taking in this affection. Perhaps something like, I'm not worthy of this love, or I'm scared that I won't improve if I'm too easy on myself. A Are there any sensations in your body that express resistance, like a tightness in your throat or a pit in your stomach? Make a note of these beliefs or sensations and see if you can find any curiosity about them. Usually, there's something smart about this type of response. You may want to ask yourself, what might I be protecting by denying myself this love? Some of us simply never learn how to love ourselves because this behavior was never modeled for us. Others of us may have some good reason not to relate to ourselves this way because making ourselves small serves some other very important function in keeping us safe. If you like, we could explore these blocks to self-love together in therapy. Remember that self-hatred never works as an agent of change. If you notice resistance to extending the same love and care you offer others to yourself, you may want some support to help you learn how to love being with yourself. Self-love is a practice that takes time to cultivate. Be patient. This will become easier with time. Return your attention back to this image of your two selves being with each other in a supportive way. Hold this picture in your mind. Take in all the details. Thank yourself for taking the time to be present with yourself in this loving way. You are learning to love yourself. Repeat this practice whenever you are sitting with uncomfortable emotions that you want to push away. I hope that you find this practice empowering. Remember to pause, breathe, and love yourself. Until next time, this is Siege.